Michael and Maura had been planning to go to Italy for a long time now. First, they were thinking of going in July, but decided that it would be too hot. They also realised that there are too many tourists around then. Instead, they thought they'd travel at a quieter time, like early spring, so they booked their flight for March. The travel agency was able to fix up a nice apartment for them to stay in. This meant that they could drive around during the day and not be tied to mealtimes in a hotel. The plane was to fly from London, from Dublin to Rome, and the idea was that someone on the other side was to pick them up and take them to the apartment. Maura wanted to go for a whole month, but Michael thought a fortnight was enough. After all, he said, they could always come again if they liked it. Maura was thinking she might learn some Italian. It was a soft language. She said it sounded like music, and she worked out that she could do an hour every morning listening to tapes, and that would help her get used to the sound of Italian. When Michael asked why she bought the book and the tapes, she explained, you can't expect all of the locals to speak English, and anyway, a bit of the language always comes in handy when you're trying to read road signs or make a sense of a menu or looking at the label on a bottle of wine. Michael agreed it was a good idea and said he might try and pick up a word or two himself.